if a person purchases something, but the object is not available as of yet, so at this point in time he gives the money, he's not been cut anything. So we look at it as a havah till the time when the object is given. That creates the following issue. If I give the person money in advance for the purchase, and because of that he gives me a discount rate, so the object costs normally $10, he says you're giving the money up front, but it's only available till next month. Well, I would like to have the money up front, I could use it. So I'm willing to give you a better rate because I get to use the money early. So that's the essence, that's an agra nasar case, like Rashi talked about. Because you gave your money early before you're getting the object, you're getting something to be paid for that use, that extra usage of my money. I'm getting the money in a month early, and I'm paying you by giving you a cheaper price. So this creates a lot of halachic issues. One of the most common halachic issues that's in the game for the cheaper, which is here, is the concept of a pre-publication price or a magazine discount for subscription or something of that sort. So instead of paying the newsstand price per month, when I get it then, I give the company the money up front for the next 3 years, they'll give me a discount price. Why do they give me a discount price? Well, they give me a discount price because they get to use the money for 3 years. Way ahead of it. Instead of costing the newsstand price for 3 years worth of this, they give me a much better rate. So that would be a problem in a lawsuit. It's a very common practice to do that. To do these, you get your. So even if it's a Jewish company, the Jewish observer sends you, well, 1 year rate this, 3 years rate this. So what would be the argument to say that it's mutter? So the Bris Yehuda, one of the main swarm on Hilchos Ribbis, says if their consideration is something else, I want to sell advertising. So what is your subscription rate? Advertisers pay to put in based on the amount of people they know are using, are going to be buying this item. Well, our subscription rate is zero. Because everybody's mocking Hilchos Ribbis over here. Nobody wants to buy the subscription. I'm not going to advertise you. I don't know what's going to sell in the newsstand. Well, no, we have a subscription of 100,000 people buy this, take this at every month. Oh, we're interested in advertising you. So I'm giving you the discount that I need you for advertising. It's easier to bill. To make sure there are other calculations. Actually, I think this question was sent to the Jewish Observer once, twice, so I can recall offhand, in the letter to the editor, why is it mutter? And they argued one that was advertising. The other thing they said, they give the same discount, but they'll give the same discount on back issues. I feel like I want to buy the year 74 to 76, 3 years worth of back issues. I'll give you the same price. So we give you the same price for back issues as front issues, so there's no discount. That was what they suggested. So those are cases where it would be mutter. According to Moshe says that a corporation, if it's incorporated, is not a problem. Another example of this would be a pre-publication price for a book. So there's going to be, they remember they have, and they printed out the Matan Yerushalayim tour, so people got a subscription. If you put money in now, it'll cost you $300 for the whole thing. If you buy it piece by piece, as it comes out, it's going to cost more. So it's the same question. So why is it, what this is the Dayan Weiss and the Chuba and Nicholas Yitzchak says, you're taking a chance. Maybe the books at the end will sell for cheaper. Because you don't know for sure. Anytime you're taking a chance, there's a possibility of gaining or losing. It's not a problem. The other solution is to put it into escrow. You can put it into an escrow account, you can't use it, so it's not a loan. I can't use the money until then. The third possibility, what you could do, is if you put the discount price up to the day that it's available. So let's say it's going to be available March 1st. So they say if you buy it from now till March 2nd, this is the price. So I'm like, give me a discount for the early price, because even when it's available, I'm giving you the same price. So I don't get into buying it on January 1st. I can wait till March 1st when it's available and get the same price. So then that's not a problem. So even if I only have a limited amount of stock at that point in time, since whoever is buying each person, you look at each person like he's rebuying the same one for that purpose, called the Yeshloi. So as long as that would be a case of a hetzer. So I asked, this came up, every year we have the problem with the yearbook. So that big sign, if you buy it now before the yearbook comes out, we'll give you a $26. So you wait till the yearbook comes, it's $30. That's a pre-publication price, and it's a problem. All right? So why is it mutter? If the money is not used until then, it'll be mutter. I think they use the money to pay the company. So that's not a solution. The guys are not a corporation. So you don't have a merchant's head. The guys are non-incorporated. So you don't have a merchant's head. If the discount price applies to the day where the yearbooks come in, that day when they come in, you're still available, or they're available, the Balabais they're printed and you have them, then it'll be okay. If not, I was discussing with Rabbeinu, but there is maybe a way to do it, but it has to be careful how you word it. So I'm not going to get involved with the guys who's negated, so should discuss with Rabbeinu or exactly how to word it in a way it should be Muslim. It is a problem to do such a thing. Okay, everybody have a good morning.